The latest U.S. job numbers showed only modest gains, with 148,000 positions added, and the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. There is some wage growth, and the stock market has hit record highs. As 2018 gets underway, there isn't a general fear of a slowdown or a recession, at least not right around the corner. To dig more deeply into where the overall U.S. economy is, I'm joined by Jim Glassman. He's the head economist for Chase Commercial Bank. He'll be in the Valley tomorrow to keynote the Association for Corporate Growth Arizona Chapter's breakfast. Jim, let's start off with what you're most optimistic about with the current economy and what gives you some heartburn.
You know, we're in a pretty good spot, and I can think of many more factors that are positive. I can't think of too many things that are negative. And I think you hear that theme from most economists, even though we might disagree about how well the economy is going to do or what kind of growth we're going to get. Pretty interesting, I think, from our point of view. The economy has been doing pretty good. Getting back to full employment, it's been a slow growth pace, but part of the reason why we've gotten back to full employment is because our speed limit has slowed down. More and more people are moving to retirement ages with the baby boom phenomenon, and so that means we don't need to grow as rapidly as we're used to thinking. And I think that confused a lot of folks because we've been getting a pretty decent recovery, even though we've had slow growth. But I think there's all kinds of things to be excited about. For one thing, the big drags that we're hitting the energy sector in the middle part of the country are passing, with oil prices where they are, recovering. We've got our trading partners all around the world are doing better. We've got the stock market up a phenomenal amount in the past year, and that's created a lot of new wealth, and that's driving consumers. You have most of the unemployment problem taken care of, and there were a lot of pockets of hidden unemployment, like folks who were working part-time involuntarily. They're really, we consider them to be underemployed. That problem has largely gone. There are still young folks, young adults who dropped out during the recession. They haven't really come back into the market yet, but I think that's coming. And then you've got the tax reform package, which has got a lot of moving parts. That's going to take a long time to figure out what the implications are, but I don't think they're negative. And so, you know, when you look ahead, there's just so many things that are very positive. And I think the thing that makes economists most optimistic about how we think about the next couple of years is that we don't see much sign of inflation problems. And I think if we saw more inflation, we would worry that maybe the economy is getting in an overheated situation, but it doesn't feel like that.
Now, one concern people have expressed generally about the future of the economy has to do with the renegotiation of NAFTA, because international trade is so important to our economy here in Arizona. Of course, Mexico is a major trading partner for us as well. Does that worry you at all going forward?
It's something to monitor. We don't know, because this is something the administration has a fair amount of leverage on. We're in the middle of the negotiations. Obviously, the trade agreement needs to be updated because a lot of things have changed. Technology has changed. But we hope this doesn't create a lot of uncertainty for businesses whose supply chains are all scattered all over the place. I'm skeptical that a team that is focused on trying to get the U.S. economy doing better is going to do something that's going to tear up the script and cause so much uncertainty and problems for the auto industry that is very affected by this, and for the North American region itself. I mean, you know, it's clear there are abuses and there are things that can be improved, but I would be surprised if we're going to see the administration tear up the NAFTA agreement. I think we hope that we just see some modernization of the program and it doesn't turn into some kind of anti-trade set of policies.
Is the U.S. economy too driven by consumer spending? Is that healthy?
You know, it is true. When you look at the U.S. economy and you compare us with everybody else in the world, the consumer sector is much more important, has become a more important part of the economy. We're now, consumers account for about 70% of GDP. Most other countries are roughly in the 60% range, and that's where we were prior to the 1980s. But you know what? The reason this is happening is because so many good things have been going on for the consumer sector. We really began to see the American consumer become a more important part of the U.S. economy when we had strong equity markets, strong real estate markets back in the 1980s and 90s. I really see the high percentage of consumer spending as a symptom of the strength of the U.S. economy. I don't think that we are vulnerable because we are more dependent on the consumer sector than other countries. I think we are where we are because a lot of good things have been going on. And if you look at, and the way to say that is, if you look at the balance sheet of the American household, net worth of Americans is higher than it's ever been as a share of their GDP.
Now, based on how economic cycles work, how long could this sort of upturn last?
Yeah, that's a really big question because here we are. We're wrapping up 9 years of expansion. When you look at our history, go back to the middle 1800s to the present, these cycles tend to last about 6 to 9 years. So folks are looking at this and they're saying, well, gee, here it is. We're finishing 9 years. How long can this last? But I think the thing to remember is, for me, when you're watching an economic cycle, it's more like being at a baseball game than a football game. It's not about the clock. It's about getting to the ninth inning. And personally, I think that we're going to find that this expansion goes extra innings because when you think about what is it that brings these cycles to an end, one, the economy begins to overheat. You have inflation running up. The Fed has to slam on the brakes. And that invariably causes a problem. Or you have some kind of financial excess going on, like a decade ago. When you look around today, it's very difficult to find things that look like an obvious imbalance. Everything seems much more balanced to everybody. We are now the third longest running expansion. By April, it'll be the second longest running expansion. And I think this will be it'll end up being the longest running expansion because it just looks like there's a lot of good balance.
Jim Glassman is Managing Director and Head Economist for the Commercial Banking Division of Chase. He'll be the keynote speaker here in the Valley coming up on Tuesday, January 9th for the Association for Corporate Growth Arizona chapter. The breakfast is going to be at the Arizona Biltmore. Mr. Glassman, thanks for the time today.
Thank you.